is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president has high hopes that NATO leaders this week will welcome the country as a new member. Volodymyr Zelensky, through a translator on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos, says at least he has an eager early signal that his country will be accepted in the future.
It would be an important message to say that NATO is not afraid of Russia. Ukraine should get clear security guarantees while it is not in NATO.
But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, U.S. President Joe Biden is saying that process takes time.
U.S. President Joe Biden, who appeared on CNN, lowered expectations that Ukraine would join the military alliance anytime soon.
I don't think there is unanimity in NATO about whether or not to bring Ukraine into the NATO family now, at this moment, in the middle of a war. NATO is a process that takes some time to meet all the qualifications, and from democratization to a whole range of other issues.
Discussions on how to bring Kyiv closer to joining the alliance are expected to take place during the NATO summit. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
President Biden's itinerary this week in Europe is dominated by the ongoing war in Ukraine, but first he will have a royal visit with King Charles at Windsor Castle, where he's enjoying a royal salute, a viewing of U.S.-related artifacts at Windsor Castle, and tea time for the two men. Biden and Charles are also using their get-together to bring attention to climate policy, hosting a forum on the issue. Before making his way to Windsor Castle, Biden sits down with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in a session that the White House says will focus on a range of issues. This is VOA News. Pentagon says a U.S. drone strike in Syria killed the leader of the Islamic State group. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The military says three drones were involved in the operation in northwest Syria, searching for the militant Usama al-Muhajir. An official speaking on condition of anonymity says the Islamic State group leader was riding a motorcycle when he was spotted and struck. The military's not saying how it made the identification and that it doesn't think any civilians were killed, although there might have been an injury. This happened Friday, a day after Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder described the operation.
We have been in Syria for many years now, fighting ISIS as part of an international coalition.
He was speaking in the context of Russian aircraft harassing the U.S. drones, veering them off course. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Comedian Sarah Silverman and two authors have filed lawsuits against Meta and OpenAI for allegedly using their content without permission for artificial intelligence training. VOA's Joe Ramsey explains.
The proposed class action lawsuits filed by Sarah Silverman, Richard Cadre, and Christopher Golden in San Francisco federal court allege Facebook parent company Meta and ChatGPT maker OpenAI used copyrighted material to train chatbots. The lawsuits underscore the legal risks developers of chatbots face when using troves of copyrighted material to create apps that deliver realistic responses to user prompts. Silverman, Cadre, and Golden allege Meta and OpenAI use their books without authorization to develop their so-called large language models, which their makers pitch as powerful tools for automating tasks by replicating human conversation. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Heavy rain spawned extreme flooding in New York Hudson River Valley, killing at least one person and forcing road closures. Flooding comes Sunday night as much of the rest of the Northeast U.S. prepares for a major storm. As the Republican presidential primary intensifies this summer, most White House hopefuls are devoting their time to events in Iowa and New Hampshire, states that will kick off the nomination process early next year. Not Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. The leading contenders for the GOP nod so far aren't ignoring voters in the traditional early states, but they are doing more than the other GOP candidates to strengthen their position in states like Tennessee and Alabama that will hold contests on so-called Super Tuesday. And that's when the largest number of delegates, which candidates win state by state, are up for grabs of any single day in the primary cycle. DeSantis will speak in Nashville Saturday, while Trump in Alabama in a few weeks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.